Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So, I wanted to acknowledge the reopening of a bona fide legendary restaurant in the downtown Chicago area that has roots in Russian music. It is a longtime downtown Chicago restaurant. Let's get some appropriate Russian gypsy music playing as we tell you about the reopening of Russian Tea Time. It's been a downtown favorite just down by the Art Institute for decades, which is not an easy thing to do in the restaurant business, certainly not these days in the restaurant business. But the restaurant closed last July just to be renovated after a couple of decades of business. And now with the pandemic going on and all that's going on in the restaurant world right now, they are reopening. And I just wanted to talk a little about the new restaurant, of course, and what's new at Russian Tea Time, but also I wanted to spend some time talking about the illustrious history of the restaurant as well. And joining us on the phone line to do all of that is Inish Mantievia. Inish, I hope I'm coming somewhat close to pronouncing your name correctly. Was I close?
Yes. Hello, Dean. Thank you for having us on the show. It's Inish Mantievia.
Mantievia. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the correction on that. And congratulations on the reopening of this very historic restaurant. Can we start off just with the history of the restaurant a little bit? I know that it's been a downtown favorite just for decades and decades. And, you know, that's no easy task all by itself.
Yes, Russian Tea Time is a well-known spot among locals, and it opened in 1993. So last year we celebrated 25th anniversary. And people come here like to escape the hectic modern life and go back in time to Imperial Russia. And it was opened by an immigrant family from Uzbekistan, Central Asia. And my family joined in 2 years ago. And when we saw this opportunity to be a part of this iconic place, we jumped right into it.
Yeah. Talk to me a little about you know, the history of the restaurant. I know it was opened in 1993. What is it that you think, you know, make people want to come there? I mean, it's like a must stop on any tourist list.
Yes, I think it's such a unique spot. There are no other places downtown similar to Russian Tea Time, because we have a lot of unique services, such as we have in-house infused vodka flights. We have some of our service, even the house tea we serve in the glass and metal holders. Yeah. That I think people, when they come here, they experience that a different culture. Of course, we have delicious food, but when they come here, it's as if they went into Russia, like without flying there.
Yeah, exactly. The restaurant closed last July for renovation. Explain, now that you've reopened again, did you retain the old-fashioned charm of the old restaurant, or did you go with something, you know, brand new?
Yes, it was an interesting project for us. We wanted to still have that old-world charm and welcoming ambience while having a fresh and new look. And we had an amazing team that worked very hard on this renovation, and it lasted for a year. And I think we were able not to destroy this charm while having the fresh look. I think we succeeded in this project.
Yeah, so how would you describe the look of it?
So we have two dining rooms. I think we were able to have the post-Soviet interior design in the back room, and also a design of this Imperial Russia, like royalty, in the front room. Hmm. So I think now they can even experience more than before renovation. They can see two different eras.
Two different eras of Russia, yeah.
Russian culture and Russian history.
Yeah, yeah. It's one that's not often seen in the Chicago area. So, I mean, I think that's probably also what makes it, you know, a popular tourist stop. You know, yes. there are not a lot of Russian restaurants. You know, we have a great rainbow of, you know, culture in Chicago. But while there are lots of people of Russian descent, there are not lots of Russian restaurants in the Chicago area.
Yes, I think we are the only one. And surprisingly, 90% of our customers are not Russian people. They're Americans. I think they come here to learn about culture and traditions, and they love our food. We had customers that have been coming here for 25 years.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And you're a very popular theater destination also.
Yes, we are right in front of Art Institute and by Chicago Symphony.
Yeah, by the Symphony and just down the street from the Chicago Theater District. I know when the, you know, now the theaters are closed, but, you know, when things were running normally, you know, it was a very popular pre-theater stop. You'd stop at Russian Tea Time and get a little something to eat before you went to the theaters. Now, how has this affected you? Because I can only imagine what must have gone through your mind when you go through this very extensive renovation and you're planning to reopen, and then the pandemic hits and everything is shut down. That must have been very, very difficult for you all.
Well, we were in very interest. We had an interesting feeling. At one hand, we were very excited that we are reopening. We wanted to see people, greet people, and welcome them, and see their reaction on the new renovation. And on the other hand, there was this very strange situation with pandemic. And yeah, we are in a very challenging situation, and I sympathize with small businesses right now. It's such a risky industry already, and right now we are facing even extra expenses like on sanitation essentials and largely decreased sales. Of course, this puts a lot of pressure on us. But on the other hand, it taught us to think outside the box and find new ways to increase sales, such as providing the carryout and deliveries.
Yeah. Which, did you have that before?
We had, but we didn't market it as aggressively as we do now.
I gotcha. Okay. So do you have an outdoor area where people are able to sit and eat outside?
No, unfortunately, we don't have outside dining. We have only indoor.
Okay, so everything is socially distanced inside then?
Yes, we can sit 25 people at a time right now.
Okay, all right. That's better than no people at a time, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So talk to me about the menu now. Has the menu changed from the original menu?
Slightly. So we have such a nostalgic cuisine and a mix of all post-Soviet countries and Central Asia. And we have a lot of unique services, such as caviar service. We have afternoon tea. Then we recently added some of our service, infused vodkas. And we are very proud of this unique services that people can find only at Russian Tea Time. And as for the menu, we have Ukrainian borscht, we have amazing Georgian wines, we have very well-known and famous beef stroganoff, cabbage rolls. You know, the menu, I think the Muchnik family that opened in 1993, Clara Muchnik, she did an amazing job of creating such a unique and delicious menu.
Yeah, because it's not just strictly Russian food. It's Eastern European, it's Slavic, even Jewish classics are part of your menu, correct?
Correct. It's a fusion of the countries of all around the world.
All right. So if I were to come to the new Russian Tea Time, what would you, you know, I sit down at the table and I say, you know, I want you to decide what I'm going to have. So, you know, what would you recommend a first timer coming in there? You know, from start to finish, what do you recommend?
Yes, I would recommend, we have a lot of platters, like tasting platters. I would definitely recommend, like, we have seafood platter, Russian Tea Time platter, and vegetarian platter. It's like a little bit of everything from our menu, so you definitely have to take that in order to kind of taste the menu. We have Ukrainian borscht.
I love borscht.
It's very famous.
I love borscht. It's cold, right? Cold borscht? Beet borscht soup?
Yeah, but we serve it warm. It's not cold.
Oh, here. You serve it warm. Okay.
All right. It's delicious. People love it. We have pelmeni. It's Russian dumplings.
Okay. That sounds
good. Have you tried them?
I never have.
They're delicious. We have duck legs. We have duck breasts. We have vegetarian Uzbek dish called dum lama.
And what is that? What is dum lama?
Dum lama, it's like vegetable soup.
Okay.
It has like all the vegetables and it has this unique taste because we use like secret spices.
Secret
that
spices.
That I cannot reveal on the radio.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I understand. You don't want to give away the house. Right, I understand.
You will definitely have to try vodka flight. I think you're going to love it.
What is the last one?
Vodka flight.
Oh, vodka flight. Vodka flight.
Yeah, we infuse them in house. We have serrano pepper. We have horseradish vodkas, many, many more different. And we have Russian vodkas, like famous vodkas such as Beluga.
Yeah, yeah. I've always been a fan of the vodka, so that's right down my alley. And then what about desserts? Are there certain desserts that you must try when you come to Russian Tea Time?
Yes. We have this dessert called honey cake. In Russian, it's called medovik.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of people love it. And we have a huge selection of teas. We have more than 25 different types of teas. Okay. So I think everybody is going to find their favorite tea from our collection.
Okay. And this afternoon tea service is something that you don't find at a lot of places. And it's just a very lovely and elegant special outing for people. What's included in your afternoon tea service?
Yes, so it comes in, we have three plates. The first top layer is two sconces with jam and lemon curd. The second one is savories. And the last one, the third one, is mini sweets. So I think it's a great treat yourself lunch, get out. Yeah, I think people, it's very popular, especially on Sundays.
Yeah, a little assortment of scones and sandwiches and sweets.
Yes.
Basically on the three plates, and of course the teas. It's a lovely, lovely tradition. Is that only on Sunday, or do you do it every day?
No, it's available from Tuesdays to Sundays from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, all right, very good. Well, I'm very happy that the restaurant is open again. I'm happy that a restaurant that has been part of Chicago's tradition for all of these years is up and running, and I wish you great success with your new renovation, and hopefully I'll be able to get in there and slurp up some of that delicious borscht myself.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and we hope to see you very soon.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for joining us, Anish Mantieva from the Russian Tea Time, which is 77 East Adams. In Chicago, you can go to RussianTeaTimeRestaurant.com to get more information on that. Thank you very much. Quick break, and I want to just open up the phone lines. We have a few minutes to talk about restaurants in Chicago. What are your favorite strictly ethnic restaurants in Chicago? You know, if you've listened to the show, you know I love Greek restaurants. Probably my favorite is Psistaria restaurant. That it's on Tui, just east of the Edens Expressway in Lincolnwood. I go there all the time. Throughout the pandemic, I went for carryout. I love the place. But there are lots of them. I heard Anna Devlantis talking about Anvli Greek restaurant. It's kind of an upscale Greek restaurant. I went there recently as well. Very, very, very good food. What about other ethnicities of restaurants? What about do some of you go to people always ask me about Czech restaurants, Bohemian restaurants? Are those still around the Chicago area? Anything that some of you would recommend? 312-981-7200. Favorite Asian restaurants? Would love to hear about those. Chinatown or maybe ones in your neighborhood. Just let's talk ethnic restaurants here. To wind things up and get ready for White Sox baseball that's coming up. coming off of talking about the Russian Tea Time restaurant that's just reopened, 77 East Adams in Chicago. It's a legendary restaurant. I remember back in the day, you know, you get all dressed up and come downtown and go there, and then you go to the symphony or the art institute or to see a play, a musical, something at the theater. I mean, it was very much a part of the scene down in that part of the Loop. And you remember it back in the day as well, huh?
Yes, I do. And I was listening to you, and I was wondering if I was thinking of the same place that's around the corner from the symphony. And this is in the early 70s. But we called it the Russian Tea Room.
It may...
We didn't call it Tea Time.
Yeah, I don't know if they...
It was called the Russian Tea Room.
I don't remember if they changed the name of it or not. We should have... maybe we can...
I was waiting to hear that, and it never came up.
Yeah, well...
But we used to go there before the symphony and have our blintzes and stuff.
Right.
It was wonder. It was a tradition.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. A very extremely traditional...
And I'm going back 40 years now.
Yeah, it didn't occur to me to ask them if they had changed their name. But we'll try to find out. If we find out before we're off the air, we'll mention it, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Nice to talk to you.
Good talking with you also.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN. We're trying to find out about some other ethnic restaurants in the Chicago area. I asked about Bohemian restaurants. Do you have one?
Bohemian Crystal. It's in Westmont, just north of Ogden Avenue,
okay,
between Route 83 and Cass Avenue, if you can picture that. If you actually cross over Ogden Avenue, you're in Clarendon Hill, so it's right on the borderline. If you like roast pork dumplings and sauerkraut,
oh,
or sweet and sour cabbage,
oh, that sounds
fruit
good,
dumplings, duck, lamb shanks, wiener schnitzel, that's, of course, not quite as bohemian. I think that's more German, but... They're closed on Mondays.
Okay.
I've been going there for 25 or 30 years, and it's excellent.
I've never been there, but I'm going to make it a point to get over there. I appreciate your call today.